Have you ever heard of at the steps of City Hall? They took that to heart in San Francisco.
We're walking down Market Street in San Francisco. We're gonna walk from Civic Center to Powell Street. That's where we're gonna turn around at the cable car turnaround. So let's see if any stores remain open.
That used to be a hotel. And that in the corner used to be a bank. I think it was used to be a Chase Bank. This here is another closure. It's got a for lease sign. Right here in the corner, this used to be a Burger King. Closed. Let's see if we can check out the front. Yep. Burger King. Have it your way. Yeah, that in the corner used to be a Chase Bank. And that's the Whole Foods market that recently closed. As you can see, it has available now retail space sign. There's another sign right up there. It says for lease. It's one of those cases of retail cannibalism. Smart business. That used to be the main entrance for the Whole Foods. Have you ever heard of at the steps of City Hall? They took that to heart in San Francisco. We're getting chased off right now. This is Civic Center. Nothing civic about this center. All of this here is vacant. This right here is also vacant. This used to be a fast food place. Here we have another of these mobile command units. That corner right there, see that red retail for lease sign? So another one, another business that's closed. So it's the one next to it too. So is this one, so is that one. That used to be a happening place. Used to be a donut shop. Yeah, there were lines of people at this donut shop. It's all blacked out. Here are some more closures. That one there is closed. Oh, Zombieland Tours. Let's hop on the bus. Whatever you do, don't get off the bus. That's a bank, but sure it doesn't look open. See those barricades in front of it? See, everything's closed. This block, the entire block, everything's closed. somebody screaming on the other side. Huh. Two bedrooms, apartments, huh? See, here's another for lease. Good luck with that. Yep. This is Market Street, San Francisco in 2023. This is no back street. This is not some alley in San Francisco. This is the main artery of San Francisco that runs through downtown. Start way over there at Embarcadero Center at the Ferry Building and ends way down there at Twin Peaks. And it's the main traffic area. And it's turned into this. If you haven't seen my Embarcadero video, I'm gonna leave the link in the description for you to see. This here is 6th Street. I will not dare to go down 6th Street. At least not now. See that corner store? That used to be a restaurant. Closed. This is the Warfield where they used to have concerts. Even the Crazy Horse is closed. Couldn't survive, huh? Closed. Across the street. Closed. 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 Available. Restaurant retail opportunity. Sure. See that corner? Oh, that's where the IKEA is supposed to open soon. We'll see how that goes. Close. Here we have another one. This one's for sale. It's not even for lease, it's for sale. And this used to be the Payless shoe store. Man, it looks really messed up. This one's been closed for a while. Man, he's got a tiger. See the one next to it, that one's for lease as well. We're approaching Powell Street. Yeah, that used to be a pub. That, what you see there on white, that used to be the AT&T store. Gone. This on the right is the Westfield Mall. They also announced their closing. That in the corner, that used to be, I think it used to be a Ross. Gone. This is the Powell station, bar station. This is the turnaround for the cable cars, Powell Street. There is still tourists out here. See, that's the old AT&T store. They recently closed it. and this used to be the cop store. Gone. So are all of these. All of these are closed too. Close. Let's see what else we have here. Yep, here's another one. Closed. That is actually open. We have a store that's open. This one's closed. This one's way gone. All closed. See? Retail for lease. And as we continue down this block, so out of this block, only one store was open. For lease. Market Street. I don't know what this used to be, but it for sure is closed. Nothing left.
Not only are you about to lose your job and your
food. That's the Old Navy that recently closed. The Levi's still open, but not the Old Navy. Old Navy is now Dead Navy. Okay, we're out of here. Couldn't take that craziness any longer. Let me know what you think in the comments and I'll see you on the next video. When was the last time you saw a cop guarding a Starbucks cafe? Insane. Here is one of their bands about to take a victory lap around downtown San Francisco. They own this town. This is Market Street and Powell in downtown San Francisco, where the store closures are happening. This corner right here is where the Gap store used to be for years. Now it's shut down. At least you can see some tourists returning to the city, but that's about it. We're walking downtown San Francisco and we're about to explore this new trend. All the stores are closing. People are patiently waiting in line for the cable car to take them up Powell Street. Empty Powell Street, that is. What used to be a lot of retail stores is now just a ghost town. This entire block right here is completely closed. It's just empty front stores as we go up Powell. Every single store on the right hand side has closed. Only right here on the left we have a Sephora store and a Burger King. It's the only two that remain open. Empty cable cars. We are going up on Powell Street to see what's left of what used to be a bustling, busy street. And now it's a ghost town. We have a sneakers store that's still open. And over here we have a Swatch store that's still open. After that, the entire block. Empty storefront. Nothing. All vacant. It's the sign of e-commerce victory. I guess all that loving paid off. Right here we have Retail for Lease. Huge storefront, empty. I don't know if this used to be like a Ross store or a Marshall. Gone. I see a pharmacy, a Walgreens. That's open. I'm surprised that's open. Let's see if it's still open. Yeah, it is open. Cool. Over there in the corner, we have another empty store. It is really dead over here. Right here, we have a zombie in the middle of the street. Place is closed. Now we got 204. Right here in the corner. Yeah, this is open. It's a hot store. Is it open? Yeah, it's open. They have a guard at the door. We got a Starbucks here. I think that's open. See that? Top floor is empty as well. Here we have the Sam's Cable Car Lounge. That's open. It says we need your support. You're gonna need a lot of support. This right here is up, I mean, close. Retail for Lease, 27 square feet. Five years ago, all these streets were crowded with people. Those days are gone. One way to deter all this crime in the city, not to stop it, is to have all these police officers stationed here. There's four patrol cars parked right here outside of the stores, and this mobile command unit right here, and that little golf cart too. These are all cops that station inside the stores just to deter the crime that's going on here in downtown. I think it's the only way. I think it works. It deters it, but it doesn't end it. All these cops working on the stores, when it's break time, they come to this unit right here and take a nap, and that's how they make their money too. This is downtown San Francisco, where a lot of retail space is just vacant. A lot of stores are closing their doors. It's due to the high crime and the victory of the e-commerce. They are really winning this war. And as you can see, there are a little bit more tourists now. But you can see only the big stores are left, like this Louis Vuitton. Let me show you. There's a Louis Vuitton right there. But if you see right there on the corner, there's a cop. That right there is a cop sitting on a hydrant. This is probably his patrol car right here. That is the only way to deter crime. And it's also, there's an armed guard right in front of the store. And on a side note, joining the store closures, the hotels are also shutting down. Hotels that have been here in downtown area for decades are now closing. That's the end of the video. It's uncertain what's gonna happen in San Francisco. Only time will tell, and maybe we'll be on my next video. See you next time.